Thanks for waking up with WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Exemplary fabulousness these days. Mr. Rob Center, our great producer, gluing all the pieces together. We had an in-studio guest on our last segment, and now we have a guest on the news line with us now on WKOK Sunrise. Marcellus Hammond is on the line. Good morning, sir. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, what's happening, Mark? Thanks for having me.
I do appreciate you checking in. You are a resident artist in Sunbury. So, first of all, tell us a little bit about yourself and your work in general. What brings you to Sunbury? Kind of introduce yourself to our audience, please.
Yeah, so I go by Mars, and I'm originally from Lynchburg, Virginia. I don't know if you guys have heard of that. A little small city down there. So I've been here in Sunbury, I want to say like 5 years now, and I'm really blessed to have found the community here. Like the community of people I've found here is second to none. Like it's an incredible place to grow and learn, and it's a really awesome place to be. I really was not expecting to find the amazing people I found here. So, like I said, really, really a blessing, and it really, you know, even being an outsider and coming in. Grateful for the fact that they would bring me in and allow me to, you know, get my chops and learn and be a part of what's happening here. And honestly, there's a lot happening here, believe it or not. A lot of, I don't know, I feel like somebody kind of gets a bad rap sometimes, you know. But, I mean, I have a different perspective on it. You know, from the outside coming in, like the perspective I get from Sunbury is there's a lot of shakers and movers here, and there's a lot of potential and a lot of things that can really happen, man. And I get really excited when I think about it. But me coming in as an artist, just to be a part of that creative wave is really cool. Being able to, you know, light other creative torches and just kind of pay it forward, the things I've learned and things like that.
Well, thank you for your perspective on Sunbury. I'm glad you see that. It's so many hidden gems in so many places around here, and we're glad to see that you're a fresh perspective. What brought you to Sunbury in the first place?
it was pretty random, actually. When I left Virginia, I was up in New York for a little bit. And as you know, New York's kind of crazy. But we had a friend of the family who lived here in Central PA over in Mifflinburg, and she allowed me to come and stay and just kind of, because I think I was about 21 when that happened, and you know, so she let me come and stay, and I was really getting on my feet and really starting out, so I came down here to Central Pennsylvania and haven't left since.
Well, we're glad to have you, and thank you so much for being the artist in residence at Sunbury Revitalist Incorporated. Tell us about that. How did that come about, and what does that entail?
So, my mentor and friend, William McCullough, he actually was working with them to have our last studio. Before I even got a studio, I was working and painting in my bedroom. It was quite the sight. You know, I had paintings and everything all around on my little futon. It was interesting. But so they rented us our first studio. There was like this old, I think it was cold storage for fur coats. It was on the Court Street. And so we kind of like developed that relationship. And then when they moved into the Albright, they opened up the doors and gave us an opportunity to come in here. So definitely grateful for that. And they're really awesome people, and really encouraging. And because I'm really new to a lot of this, so I'm learning. And they're working with me on that, teaching me a lot of things, helping me around the edges, and, you know, kind of helping to push me forward in that. And it's really encouraging. I could appreciate that for sure.
Well, there's amazing spaces at the Albright Center, so I could see how an artist would be drawn to them, automatically. It's quite a space, and it's in the process of being renovated, so it'll be a lot more friendly to a lot more people in the future. We have some art shows coming up, so first of all, tell us where we can see your work already, and then tell us about the pop-up show and more coming up.
Yeah, absolutely. So first, can I just say, like, the Albright is a beautiful space. I think one of the most amazing things is those stained glass windows to come in. Like right now, it's what, the sun's coming in early in the morning. Love it. But yeah, so we have this coming Friday. So this Friday, actually, we have the pop up show. It's going to be from 6 to 9:30. So we're going to have Miss Karen Blonsky School of Dance come through and do a hip hop dance demo. We got Saxman Robbie coming to play some tunes. We'll have a drum circle. It's going to be a good time. And, of course, me and Will are going to be showing some work. And as far as my work, if you want to check that out, you can go to my website at marscreates.com. So that's marscreates.com. And, of course, you can find me on Instagram, Facebook as well. But, yeah, those pretty much where all my work is. Or you can come in person Friday and check it out. Well,
and walk us through the Friday to Saturday events, one and then another. So explain what the times are and what will happen.
Yeah, so Friday is going to be our opening night. So that's where we'll have all our performances and things like that. So we'll do like an introduction. I have a project I was working on with the kiddos. Just kind of talking about Sunbury and talking about the strength and like some of their favorite parts of our city. Just kind of touching on that a little bit. I think that's something I'm really big on is the peer-to-peer mentoring and, like, kind of raising up the next generation. So we're going to present that little project. And then me and Will will do a little introduction about who we are, go a little bit more in-depth on that, and, you know, about the work and kind of what we're offering here. And then, you know, we'll go through and we'll show some work and we'll take people around, have conversations, and it'll be a good time. We'll kind of hang out. So that's like the opening night, and then the next day is where we'll have like a bigger launch to the art classes that we were piloting. So let's see, like from 1 to 3:30, we're gonna ask the parents, you know, stay with the kiddos, but we're gonna open that up and just kind of walk them through the method of like the Earth Art method on you know, how that works, what it entails, and you know, and after that, we'll have the second opening around 4 p.m. So people can come and, you know, it won't be as many performances, but we'll, you know, we'll have speeches here and there and kind of go over the artwork again, and it'll be a little bit more basic, but also a good time. I think that's more the family day, though, Saturday.
So. All right, and explain where we can find more about all of this, your website again, and where to get more information.
Yeah, so the website's going to be Mars Creates, that's marscreates.com. And then, of course, you can find me on Facebook at Mars Creates, spelled the same way, and also Instagram if you guys are into that as well.
And last question, you did the mural down at the Greater Susquehanna Valley United Way. If folks haven't seen it, explain what's down there.
Oh, yeah, so that was a really fun project. It was the first time I'd actually tried the method we used to actually put that one up. So, yeah, so they came. So I reached out to the United Way because I know Joanne was talking about they wanted a mural in their new space. So we finally connected on that. And as you know, like, you know, the United Way has all these different facets and, you know, things that they're doing in the community. So we were like, how do we capture that in a mural? You know, with the families and all the social work and things they're into. So we came up with this abstract interpretation of it. So it's really fluid, got these brush strokes just kind of moving. It's all interconnected, it's harmonious, and it's a really fun project to work on. So so yeah, what we did was we designed it, sketched it up, and had it scanned into the computer and worked on it from there. And then we sent it to our guys over at Stop and Go. We work with guy Brendan over there. Really awesome. So then he kind of formatted in things, and then we had them print it out and adhere it to the building, which was really cool. Because what's so awesome about that is it saves us, you know, when you're hand painting a mural, which we still do. I actually have a mural coming up with Higher Hope. Next month, we're going to start on that. It's going to be an interactive mural. Where you can come up and take pictures. I don't want to tell you too much, but you know. But
well, but yeah, I expect so, nothing less.
But yeah, so it really saves us that time on the wall. you know, which allows us to, you know, move on to more projects and things like that. And it was really cool. I'd never seen anything. I was watching it like a little kid. I was like, whoa, can I touch it? You know?
It was really cool. Well, thank you so much for all you're doing, and thanks for coming to Sunbury and your work in the Albright Center and your activities this weekend. This Friday and Saturday, the Open Arts Show is there, and that website will give that again. Marcellus, thank you so much. Mars, thank you so much for all you're doing around here.
Hey, well, I thank you guys so much for even the support and, backing us up in that, man, because, as you know, you can't, trying to do something alone, it just doesn't work out. So to have that community kind of show up and show out and have your back on things is really encouraging, in my walk and in my life. So likewise, really appreciate it. So thanks again.